It is not enough to mentally see in the mind's eye one's own exit from Egypt. One is obligated to engage in a reenactment that transports one thousands of years into the past. Welcome to 10 Minute Mitzvah, Episode 118, Reenactment and Songs of Praise. I'm Meir Soloveitchik.
Rabbi Soloveitchik's year-long 10-Minute Mitzvah podcast is generously sponsored by Ivan and Susanna Kaufman.
In Scott Amon's book, Empire of Dreams, The Epic Life of Cecil B. DeMille, we are told of the moment when DeMille filmed the Splitting of the Sea scene for his original 1920s version of the Ten Commandments. This took place on the shores of the Pacific in California, some distance from the actual water itself. Heyman writes, quote, "For the parting of the Red Sea, the location was the seashore at Guadalupe, about 40 feet from the water. The crew had erected two fences marking the lines where the walls of water would be matted in on either side of the Israelites. The problem was that the fence cast a shadow that would appear in the shot, so it was necessary to film the scene at high noon. At 20 minutes before 12, somebody came up to DeMille and said that as it now stood, the bottom of the Red Sea was going to look very dry. DeMille was thunderstruck. All his thought, all his preparation, and he had completely forgotten about dressing the location with seaweed. He could postpone the shot for a day, but that would add tens of thousands of dollars to an already overburdened budget. He began yelling for suggestions. A pump, somebody yelled. There were pumps there, and they were hooked up, and water spread. But after 8 minutes, the sand that had been watered down was practically the same as the dry sand. Paint, yelled DeMille. Black paint. The painter stepped up and said there wasn't enough paint in all of California, let alone on location." End quote. So DeMille, in other words, had a problem. How could he make the scene believable? How could it seem as if the actors were walking not on dry sand, but rather over what had been, very recently, below many, many feet of water? Suddenly, Amon tells us, DeMille had the bright idea of asking those assembled to take seaweed or kelp from the water and place it onto the dry land. And so he adds, quote, "From DeMille on down, hundreds of people launched themselves." And then Amon cites DeMille as saying, "Everybody, men, women, and children, get up this kelp." And thus it was that, in DeMille's words cited in the book, "at exactly 12:02, we had a nice wet bottom of the sea and we turned the camera." End quote. To act and reenact. In a certain sense, this is exactly what we are asked to achieve at the Pesach Seder. Our own version of the Haggadah informs us that in every generation, one is obligated lirot et atzmo, to see oneself, as if one had personally left Egypt. But in Maimonides' version of the Haggadah, as Rabbi Joseph Soloveitchik noted, a single letter is added, which changes the meaning of the verb. One is obligated, Rambam renders it, leharot et atzmo, to enact for oneself, meaning it is not enough to mentally see in the mind's eye one's own exit from Egypt. One is obligated to engage in a reenactment that transports one thousands of years into the past, so that one is leaving Egypt and experiencing the Exodus once again. It is with this in mind that we can ponder our mitzvah for the day, which is Hallel, Psalms and Songs of Praise, which the Levites would exultantly and musically intone in the midst of the temple service. For Nachmanides, citing an earlier medieval authority, this is a biblical mitzvah, a fulfillment of the obligation to rejoice on the festivals. As Rabbi Moshe Tarragon explains in an article to which this episode is indebted, all the Talmud makes clear that there is a biblical obligation of Hallel in the temple. This, for Nachmanides, is one expression of festival celebration, which is also made manifest when these psalms, these songs, are sung in synagogue on the holiday as well. Yet there is one moment where the Hallel takes on a singular, profound form, and that is when it is sung, not during the day as per usual, but on Seder Eve. Pesach marks the only moment when Hallel is sung at night. And this, as Rabbi Tarragon notes, citing Rabbi Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, can be explained based on the transformation of that evening through our re-envisioning and reenacting. On that evening, we are once again experiencing the salvation of God. We are once again exiting Egypt. We are once again protected by the Almighty's manifest miracles. And our own Hallel is a fulfillment of another obligation, emphasized by Jewish tradition, to sing songs of praise when we have personally experienced the salvation of God. That, of course, is what we are all asked to experience in every generation as we sit at the Seder. Several decades after DeMille's first creation of the Ten Commandments, he made the movie again, but now with more sophisticated cinematography. As Amon writes, quote, "Of the numerous special effects scenes in the Ten Commandments, the most crucial was the parting of the Red Sea, the single greatest special effect in movie history, according to Steven Spielberg. John Fulton accomplished it by constructing in the middle of the Paramount parking lot a giant tank with 12 smaller tanks on either side that sequentially released a total of 360,000 gallons of water. Filmed in slow motion with footage from both the Red Sea and the outcropping at Abu Rudis, the shots were used for the opening of the sea. Parallel walls of water between which the Israelites pass were created by mounting cameras shooting straight down at water that was being agitated at the bottom by an 80-foot ramp to create the effect of churn. The walls of water were shot separately in segments and combined using soft-edge mattis." End quote. It is indeed a moment in movie history. But for us, what happened long ago can be relived without a film. All we need to do is to transport ourselves. And as we sing exultantly at the Seder, we will know that we have taken on the role of a lifetime. This is Meir Soloveitchik, looking forward to learning together tomorrow. Signing off.